Michael Moore rejoices, the old Democrat Party is dead. By Hannah Blow on June 27, 2019. Left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore rejoiced following Wednesday night's Democrat debate, declaring his hope that the old Democrat Party is finally dead. During Wednesday's debate, Moore praised Democrat candidates for essentially trying to outwoke each other in their political grandstanding. "This was the first time in my life I've watched Democrats fight to be more progressive than the other Dems," Moore told his 6 million Twitter followers. "The old Dem party hopefully is dead, and this one must appeal to youth, people of color and women. This is not the first time the Fahrenheit 11/9 filmmaker has called for the left to push the envelope." In February, Moore declared middle ground gone on virtually every issue and urged Democrats to trash any remaining moderate positions. "If you're being moderate, stop being moderate. Take a position," Moore said during an appearance on MSNBC. "There's no middle ground anymore. There's no halfway point to should somebody be paid a living wage. You know, on the issue of choice, there is no halfway there," he continued. "You're either for it or you're against it. Do you believe in equal rights for women? Do you believe we should have an equal rights amendment? There's no middle ground. There's no time for moderation." Wednesday's candidates revealed just how far left the Democrat Party is headed. When asked who would abolish private insurance completely, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Mayor Bill de Blasio raised their hands. The NYC mayor also affirmed Democrats' support for a 70% tax rate on the wealthy and free public college for young people. Former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, D, bragged about his health care plan, which he says would cover abortion, or the right to choose, for trans women as well, a biological impossibility. "I don't believe only in reproductive freedom, I believe in reproductive justice. And what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose," he said. Meanwhile, others, such as former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, and Senator Cory Booker, DNC, made vast pandering efforts by frequently answering questions in Spanish. Moore's celebration, however, may be premature. It will ultimately come down to a candidate's ability to defeat Trump, and Moore acknowledged that in another tweet. Moore ended his Wednesday night debate tweets by issuing glowing praise to Warren, who has no interest in enriching herself, he claims. "She is out to make the wealthy pay for the wreckage they've caused," the Oscar winner said. "And she refuses to be pitted against Bernie. Tonight she praised him."